In June, the Joint Finance Committee reached a compromise that gave Republicans the $6 million they wanted for a global positioning system to track dangerous sex offenders. In return, Democrats got a package of programs to help released prisoners find housing and jobs. The governor promised to sign off on the deal, but the assembly reneged and cut many of the Democrat-backed programs, including $1 million for a nationally acclaimed prison reentry program in Milwaukee. Republican Representative Scott Souter says that program had to go because it targeted only one city.
That was a project specifically for Milwaukee, and we wanted to make the corrections budget fair for the entire state, to have provisions like that that were very specific to one particular region without adequate justification. We just didn't see fit to place that in our budget.
But Lisa Allinger of the Milwaukee New Hope Project says Souter's logic is faulty because nearly half of the prisoners released each year come back to Milwaukee.
So of course, if we're going to have a community corrections effort, I mean, it makes perfect sense for it to be Milwaukee specific. I mean, this is where it's happening.
Allinger says research has found that 60% of ex-offenders who don't find work end up back in jail, but the number drops dramatically if they're employed. Party leaders still haven't begun to hash out the $10 billion difference between their competing budget plans. But no matter what happens, the two-year state prison budget will be more than $2 billion, the largest it's ever been. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.